Good morning. We're continuing with Maseches Kalayim. We are finally up to the eighth parak of Maseches Kalayim. It's so interesting that after we learnt so much about Kalayim, and we went through all the different halachas, we started with an introduction to Maseches Kalayim. Finally, at the beginning of the eighth parak, finally Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi puts a Mishnah which gives us some of the basic halachas. He writes as follows, Kalayim Karam, Asurim Uzraim Lekayim Asurim Ba'anah. We learned this previously. We had to mention this numerous times, obviously, because it was relevant to all the previous Mishnayos. But Klai Yikarim, climb in the vineyard, is usur, number one, to plant. Number two, to even allow it to continue growing there after you've noticed it growing. Vasurim ba'anah, and not only is it usur to plant it and to allow it to continue growing, it also becomes usur ba'achil and usur ba'anah, not allowed to eat the product of it, and even what grows, even if you're not going to eat it, you still have to get rid of it, you have to destroy it, and it needs to be burnt. Now the Rav, the Bar Tanur, points out something very interesting. He says, even though there's an Isser to plant it, there's an Isser to allow it to continue growing, it's an Asr Ba'ana, even if you allow just one Zera, one plant, to grow next to the vineyard, he says you only Chayav Malkus, if you plant Kilayim inside a vineyard. In other words, you have to take, for example, wheat and cucumbers, whatever it is, and plant it together inside the vineyard. So he writes, "Aval ein leikem mishum klai karem ad sheyizra shnei minei zera sheheim klayim zebazeh v'yizraim v'karem." You have to plant kilayim, in other words, two seeds which are also to plant together anywhere inside the vineyard. Then you be chayiv malchus also. But again, the iser to plant kilayim is even if it's not climb inside a vineyard. Even if it's just one zerav of tavua or other vegetables next to a vineyard, that would be aser, but the iser of malchus only comes if you plant climb in the field. Klayim rayim, climb of seeds, like we mentioned, it's a grain and some type of vegetable. Asurim l'zrayim l'kayim, it's aser to plant them, it's aser to allow them to continue growing. However, mutarim l'achila, if indeed they were planted and they grew, well, the product of what grows is going to be mutter to eat. The kasha came by now, if it's mutter to eat it, it's definitely us, it's mutter. If it's mutter to eat it, it's definitely mutter to benefit from it in other ways. Klai begadim. So this is shatnez. We didn't discuss this all that much yet, but shatnez, which is tamro pishtim, wool and linen together, mutarim bekal davar v'enasrum el melubash. That's the interesting thing about shatnez, it's the opposite of Klai Yisrael. It's mutter to weave it, it's mutter to own it, it's mutter to have it, it's mutter to do all kinds of things with it, and the only problem is, you're not allowed to wear it. Not only wearing it, the Pasuk also says, even if it's not in a normal fashion of wearing, it's also for a person to allow it to go upon himself. Mishnah continues, Klai Behema, Mutarim Legadol Lekayim, your klai behema, the forbidden mixtures between animals. So this is referring to the halacha of revia. We mentioned earlier that when it comes to klai behemas, there's two types of klai behemas. One of them is revia, where they'll mate together, and there's another one which is a problem of having them do work together. Now this is referring to the halacha of revia. So it's mutter lekayim venu esurim ella milharbia. And when it comes to revia, to having them mate together, the only problem is if a person actually physically causes them to mate together. But he's allowed to put them together, he's allowed to create a situation where they'll do it by themselves, and that's not a problem. It's just a problem of him actually physically doing it. Klai behema surim zebazeh, the product of what comes out, this crossbreed that will be born, is also with another crossbreed, because that also has the halacha of two different types of animals. Mishnah Beis continues, Behema and Behema. It's an interesting Mishnah because there's a lot of redundancy here. Now the Mishnah is talking about having work done together with two different types of animals. So the Mishnah says, it's also to do, for example, Harisha, plowing. Behema and Behema, it's also with a Behema and a Behema. V'chaya and Chaya. So there's different classes of animals. If it's a Behema or a Chaya, domesticated or not domesticated. And then there's Behema and Chaya. It's also to do work with the behema and chaya, the chaya and behema. Now that's obviously the exact same thing. When it comes to revia, we can understand why it's different. But here it's talking about doing malacha with the animal. So again, it's the same thing. Then it says tameim, an animal which is not kosher. With an animal which is not kosher is also a problem. Taharim, tahara, an animal which is kosher. So for example, a horse or a cow. And then you'll mix those with other species that are kosher, or other species which are not kosher. Then the or example, tamea im tahir tahirim tamea. Again, it's a redundancy. You have two animals. You have a horse and a cow doing work together. A shar v'chamar. All those cases are surim lachash lum shech lahanig. It's usher to plow with them. It's usher to pull them. It's usher to lead them. Anything which is normal for that animal, for those type of animals to be done, it's usher to do when you mix the different types together. We'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. It's a short Mishnah. The Mishnah just says, amanig seifik asarabayim. If a person indeed does lead animals which are forbidden mixtures, he gets malchus, vayosha bakarain, seifik asarabayim. A person even sits in the wagon behind this mixture of animals. He gets malchus. Rabbi Meir Paiter, Rabbi Meir disagrees, and he says, you're not chayiv malchus, you're just sitting in the wagon, you haven't done anything, we do not paskin like Rabbi Meir, because indeed we do understand that sitting in the wagon causes them to move. Hashlishis shikashur l'ritzu asura. This is subject to a machlekes and understanding. The third one, now this seemingly is a simple understanding of this is, let's say you have two donkeys which are pulling a wagon, and then you have a horse that you attach to it. So the halacha is, even though you didn't need the horse, nevertheless it's going to be also. The Rambam understands it differently. He understands that what this is talking about is, if you're sitting in a third wagon, in other words, he's continuing off of the opinion that says that sitting in the wagon is chayav malchus, comes along the mission to say, even if it's not the main wagon that you normally sit in, because normally you have the animals, then you have the load that it's pulling, then you have the third wagon where the rider sits in. Says the mission that even if it's the third wagon, which is behind those two, still it's aser. That's again the way the Rambam learns it, but the others understand it differently, that it's referring to a third animal, like kind of as we refer to the expression of the third wheel. He's not really necessary. All right, we'll continue tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet.